Mr. Gully, Reel 2. You left school at 14. Now, what did you do?
I'm in my vision today. As Lord, I will tell you, and I can truly remember the people who are not dead, are not the people who are living sick, they're living with sick bodies, they will kill children, and I will tell you, and I can all of you to be so much love. And I'm not going to do it.
You must have seen a great deal of the poverty of the time going around houses in this way. Did they
I thought that it was, or seemed that it was, they've got the glory with money to them.
Did they run up bills at the shop?
No.
Were they allowed to run up a bill at the shop over a number of weeks? Or?
No, they were allowed a fortnight. How long they wanted to run the bill to call back.
Did you hand your money over to your parents and take pocket money?
Oh, yeah. I started smoking about 14 or 15. I used to smoke maybe cook. There were 20 for them to save me. When I took me to the room, she said, I'll pour those there. And it was a 20 packet of maybe cook. But I don't believe they didn't smoke. And I got the right dressing gown. She said, that was not the call that we share. She said, well, you always bring me to share. She said, yes, if you give them half a crown, half a crown, I'll bring them 75 cents. He said, well, that's a little bit extra. And he said, well, only really one packet. So every week, he used to give me this one packet that feels like this. That's the same. And I used to look forward to it because I used to make it last for about 3 or 4 days.
What were the conditions of work like at the bakery? that you were working under when you went to the bakery?
When I went to the bakery, one of the old I was learning to make bread, and we had a big wooden pot, and we used to cook, I think it was 4 bags of flour, about 4 times 4 bags, which is before it showed stirred. The water and the yeast and the apple out, and then we all got into the pot, armed into the pot, and we mixed it. It would be about 4 or 5, mixed them in a pot together. And then we'd start pulling these big lumps of wool around about, chop it off, and then mix it in a different place. And then, on the normal way of tearing it off, and what they call hand molding it and putting it in the machine. It was all hand doing, there wasn't any machine in the machine then.
Did you work similar hours as you had done to the in the shop?
No, I worked all night here. I used to start 10 o'clock at night till 8 o'clock next morning. It was 10 hours a day. 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, and it's in the Saturday morning. So, big deal, I used to have all day on the Saturday night, up to how I could go to sleep. The rest of Sunday, and back to the other one, 10 o'clock. And I worked that shift right before the day was closed. But I would be the second. There were about 50 men and boys working on at the time. That was the Southeast Women's Day. That was the name that was called. It was a lot of girls. And the wages were a lot better. The cut I put a particularly economy then because I used to get the same as my father. That was it. About £2.76, £2.15. You could expect to work in the first week. The reason we worked nicely was it wasn't big enough to be great. And all the men worked at night. And all the girls and the women were doing the day. When they finished, they turned up and we went in and worked the night shift. And this was the principal of the thing. There were only like 3 or 4 men who were all the foreman, I think, but that was working at night shift, if I remember correctly.
Teenage boy growing up in the late 20s, early 30s, what was that like?
Once I started getting all this money when I started in the country's working after, and I had a road before my family. We used to travel about together, and we sold a firewood. And I think the highlight of the weekend was there. Tom and I were with a girl who said, Saturday night. And we used to be the local ice cream shop and not lying on me. We used to see the kids at home, and the army would pass them around the table. The young lady boy and all that. And then Broadway in Houghton used to be the parade ground where all the young men in the Navy group used to be there. So I think this is the first two years for pair of great towers in it. We'd be strutting along and girls came on ahead and look at the silver at the stairs to the other side. A funny story I don't know if it was really stated, but something that happened there for a while. I met a young girl one morning, I went out with her once or twice, and gave me this photograph of a girl in my friend. And I kept it in the closet. In India, many years later, I was a corporal then, and we used to have at the end of the battle that we set in a three quarters of the city in there. The guy that I knew, and I told him he used to have a chairman and decorator, same place that I was born in London, you know. He used to ask if he'd come around, if he'd come into the place for a bit of quiet, go out with his girlfriend. He
Coming up to 1939, you're working in the bakery. Were the signs that war was coming that you were noticing?
Yes. I think we could all see what was going to happen. And I was coming to my... Was it 20th birthday? It was 20th birthday in September. Everybody was talking about it. And of course, came a first conscription of stuff that had to do with the 12 weeks game. And I looked out on the field back, and I thought, well, hello, I don't mind getting a few weeks to do that. And the talking girl, nobody seemed to be worried about it. They were like, ah, that would go away.
Do you recall where you were and what you were doing the day that the announcement came through that war was declared?
Yes. On the Tuesday morning, I remember walking home, walking down the old line, and I heard the air raid sound as well. And I got in the house, and Dad said, looks like you're going to see your own part of it. Because I knew I'd get caught with it. And that was broken to me. But even then, I didn't see it, think about it. See, the following week, a friend of mine, I'm going to run an airport. So I thought, well, I'll have a go at it. So I went down. There was a lot of time going on at the time. But things were so much of an uproar, you could just phone me in September with 10 for it. And I asked it about what they call the Constitution. I said, you know what I mean? That we had to do things, and got all the forms, but there's nothing to see. And all I had to do was to keep on moving. And when the first book, the last called Tommy Green that I worked with, came in one night, I said, I'm leaving the two men now. I've got to be clear about this problem. And I said, I am.
Was there any sign of war prior to you going into the army, in the sense that air raids coming over or Germans appearing in the skies above you in this area?
Once or twice, you had an alien warning, but I can't remember any bombs or any systems. Not the man that's far, I remember.
Your father must have been a little bit concerned Because of his own experiences, yeah, that you were going to be thrust into it.
I think that was when he and I were really like close. We talked more about it. We talked about his experiences. And we said, well, you know, if it's that way, we won't do that. There's nothing I can do about it. Because if you're what you're told, I said, I can't help you remember that. I think he tried worrying then from that day. He tried to cross it on there. Mother. And she got a little bit upset about it. So I asked her, she said, is there any way you can get me exemption? I said, no. I said, I can't see it. Maybe I can get exemption. I said,
How did you feel about the prospect of going in?
Well, I wasn't really bothered. I thought, well, this is another part of life. You know, the part I live in. And I thought, well, the final was about 18, I think, when you were there. And I thought, well, we have a lot of people. What did you mean? Been warned all my life, all his life, all through history, and being a war. I thought, this is my turn. I wasn't apprehensive. I heard that the infantry was a bad luck in the east, you know? So I was interested in all our tools. And I think this is what I kept talking about. Well, the Royal Air Force all the way out to me. And he kept telling me about it. Of course, he was a driver with a horse. And I thought, no, no, that's the only thing.
And you got your call on the papers, what date?
I think it was January 14th.
And what were calling up papers?
Well, it was a letter to say that you will report for medical examination. That was all it was. There's nothing more. You are required. You said, meet and touch the interview. If you come and require a report for medical examination, and of course, away I went to the hospital.
What kind of a medical did they give you? Was it a good one, or?
Well, that's a good question. I've heard you open. Me and Michelle were throwing his wooden leg or oil and joints and he's all right. It was a trip off. The doctor looked at the alley, looked at the ear, didn't make the next people. One was a low body part inspection, one of the inspection of the feet. And they came around the other end, somebody said he'd be a woman. Well, I'm not sure. and a government on the market.